Yeah, I'm just going to turn one of the lights on for a minute. If you need to take a little break now, this is the right time for you
to get a drink.
I really was so concerned with what was okay to chant and what wasn't, or how different to be from what you were doing. And that really got in the way of enjoying the process, and you know, right?
Well, it's what happens is at first you start thinking of what am I going to do?
Yeah.
And as soon as you're thinking, you're half doing it. So it wouldn't matter. What you were doing was wonderful. So like it was just bringing everybody's voice together in silence. It was part of a ritual of just all coming together. So
our Western ears aren't used to hearing dissonance.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's got a harmonizer match in some way.
Well, it's harder for you because you're trained that way. And
exactly.
Yeah. But at the same time, there's a lot of places in where you go to meditate and they're chanting or they're singing and everyone wants everyone to be totally melodic, and there's so much control, there's so much thought police over whether it's melodic or not,
mm-hmm.
that they lose the spirit of it. Whereas it's only as valid as how the weakest link and how everybody's included.
Can it be a cacophony of anything goes?
Yeah.
And that doesn't bother anybody's concentration?
It challenges your concentration to go into more silence.
So it's like finding your own voice and ignoring the eruptions around
That's
you.
That's it.
Right?
And when you get your emotions there, it aligns. It's more significant to be emotionally chanting and undoing your thoughts than being in tune. It will automatically bring you into a tune that's more emotional and clearer. It brings you to a greater purity. I think
at one point, I just wanted to do a long sound. I didn't want to say the words Hari Om, but would that be disrespectful to the chant?
No. But it's just, it's not about singing, it's about saying names of God. So any name of God is valid.
So making a sound, if that's what it is to you, is valid.
Yeah. Yeah. So long as you, it's your, a name of God for you. You know, like, and so Om is a sound. In some places they chant, there's all kinds of syllables just chanted, like hui or hu, or there's different groups that have different types of chant. It wouldn't matter. In fact, if we ever got a lot of people, we could just chant where once you had a main core going with a set pattern, other people could put other harmonics or things right on top of it or just throw everything in. I'm more concerned that each person is feeling and committing themselves to feeling and chanting than thinking and measuring where they're chanting. It's better that it's spontaneous however it comes. But once you have those skills, it's almost perhaps a disadvantage, but you just have to use it. You just have to channel it and go in and navigate somewhere. And like your chanting brought my voice up higher than it normally goes. it happened. Like, and also I'm there. It was interesting, but it's
because normally, can I just talk about making a sound for a second?
Mm-hmm.
And there's like, the research is nebulous at best, but when you go like, ah, and I'm doing that, just that sound,
mm-hmm.
that's a whole brained activity. I'm making it up, so the creative part of me is doing it, and it's artful, but yet it's a scientific thing where I've chosen to make this specific one sound. So it's got the right and left hemispheres are it's whole brained. It's good for you, for the vibrations of your body.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm confused about like when you're saying to do the name of God, is it one side or the other side more?
It's neither. It's more an issue of feeling, emotion, sincerity, and one's own personal feeling than it is any thought. So the only critique I would have about that is that it's a system and a thought. Although if you measure it, you could think of Hari Om as a system and a thought too, if you're thinking.
Mm-hmm. So I guess somebody like myself who has a really hard time just letting go and emptying out and stuff like that, it would be good therapy to like learn how to
just do it.
That.
Yeah, just try and chant without thinking.
Yeah.
Like,
but I'm always afraid of pissing somebody off. Loud, high, it might sound like, you know, whatever.
Well, this is like that's the hazing ritual of musical literacy and education, of what's on, what's not on. There's no mistakes, you know. And like, it just Anne has only her second time. You know, so when you're doing it, you're still thinking around what you're doing, and you're not sure of contributing in, because it brings out the self-consciousness of what's coming in, and that happens to everybody. Anita kicked in today. You know?
I had to stop, like, where am I?
Because
I could have probably gone out forever.
Yeah, this is one of the first times you were just, like, 100% just right in there and not thinking.
But the sun is drawing my sun.
But it's more how to play without having the conditions.
And for me, it's not so much that I'm thinking. It's what you bring in from the last new moon, maybe, if you're doing it regularly, or just in your life. It's what you're bringing in. It's not, you may not be conscious, like, it's something.
You're adding your life to the chant. And it's adding your life to God, to the only, like, I'm not averse to saying a sound of that, but because of you having your explanation of it, it's scientific, it's healthy, it's good, it's all those things, I would suggest you don't use that one.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's those things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The other thing for me as well, Kathy, is like, because of the intentions that we're putting for others on the table, a lot of, if I find myself thinking, it's to the thought of my husband's best friend had a major surgery today.
Mm-hmm.
So some of that vibration from me was going to him.
Yeah, and I'll have pictures, like, I have two friends that are fighting breast cancer right now and undergoing chemo. One just started the chemo treatments on Friday. So I'm just trying to just be as if I'm inside her, being light.
So it's kind of like a service thing. That's how I, for me anyway, and I'm not there.
It penetrates. These sounds are, they're just transcendent to thought. They're there on another subtler level. And it's not explainable, but it's you can feel it. So the battle is with our heart over our head. Just like normally we're thinking in our head and we have our logic there. But when you get you're chanting or you get your feelings centered in God or centered emotional or in self, you start thinking from your heart and not your head. You actually are thinking from your heart and not your head. The images and the pictures are coming from your heart, and it's not coming from the little eye in the head. And that's something that happens in the process.
See, and that ties into how I feel about that service side of it, where you're serving someone else by being here.
Because this is a small mind, we're conditioned to think.
Mm-hmm.
We can't conceive that thoughts are just one sensation, like taste or sound. You know, like, and we're using sound to try and get our mind, instead of going out to any association, to go in, to keep turning it into its roots where there's nothing, where it came from. So in the meditations in India, they talk of how it's about controlling the mind, but controlling the mind and controlling the breath, you can do it either way. So in the meditation of controlling the breath, you can think, well, it's just about breathing regularly, and that's not. That's some of the discipline going in. The actual controlling the breath is not breathing. You're sitting there, you're not moving, and your body breathes. Air goes in without it feeling any movement. You're not using a muscle. Just goes in and goes out. And when you're learning that, you get this gagging here because we're used to making our diaphragm work. But when you still a diaphragm, it still happens without any movement. You can put something here, you wouldn't feel any air going in and out. But it's still just naturally going in and out. The body's still absorbing it. And when that happens, you're in no thought.
Like through the skin? Like through your skin?
It's going through your air holes, but you're not feeling any sensation and you're not doing anything to breathe.
That's bliss.
Well, it's difficult. Like, I had moments there, or periods, little periods of time. Normally, you try, even when you're calm, you get a breath, you're at a point where you're at the end of your breath, you know? And instead of breathing in, then we've got to go, we try and get that breath. If you just sit there and don't try and get the breath, and don't move your diaphragm, and nothing moves, your body will just silently absorb it anyways. On a much slower speed and take it in much more vitally than the higher breathing that we're normally doing. But I don't think you can contrive it. I think it comes there in time. I'm only talking about it because of the silence behind, like, it's like love. Whatever you think it is, that's not love. It's not thinking. It's not thinkable. It's not conceivable. It's when we stop conceiving that we can actually be open enough to not have... Every thought I have is an interference with my actual respect of your wholeness. Or the oneness between us, because it's disturbing it, rather than just, oh, wow. No, like, being in it. So, when you realize, realizing the battle is a really good step. So seeing the struggles, when you first come in, it hits everything in your mind. Like, it brings it right up. Like, this is, the mind instantly fights it. And you have this dialogue going in. This is the last time you came, it came up really strong, and you had this, I can't do it like this. And I remember that, and I was really sad because I was like, "Oh!" But it's a process everyone goes through in different ways, in their own ways. It depends. See, we put emotional power behind our thoughts, but our thoughts get attached to different sensations. So everyone has different sense levels and different priority senses, taste, sight, sound, what's important. And none of that's, all of that's our disturbances. It's what we want to make important in our life. It's what we want. God gives us what we want. But that's not necessarily peace. Often we put our wants in so that we don't see where anyone else is.